The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
7:37 here on 94.5 The Answer. Glad to have you in. Every Tuesday we visit with Congressman William Timmons. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Joey, good morning. Great to be with you. Doing great.
So you guys are back to work. New members. I've been seeing photos of like Nancy Mace and other new members doing orientation. Now, a couple of years ago, you were doing this yourself. How does it feel not to be a freshman anymore?
It's kind of wonderful. And, you know, because my role on the steering committee, a lot of the freshmen have reached out. So it's been a great opportunity to kind of help them learn from the process that I experienced. And the other thing is, being on the modernization committee, we actually changed a lot about orientation, because I'll be honest, my orientation was pretty horrific. And they have actually taken the recommendations that the modernization committee has made and improved the orientation for the 117th Congress. And, you know, I'm looking at the map right now. We have a current conference total of 209 Republicans, and there's 9 outstanding races. So we've got 12 Republican seats that were flipped. We got young Kim coming in from California, who was actually in my orientation class, but California kept finding ballots until she wasn't the member. But she was able to overcome that, and she won it this time. But there's 9 races left. And so we're going to win at least 4 or 5 of those. And
wow.
So we're going to get up to 213, 214 conference total. The speaker is going to have the Democrats are going to have such a narrow majority. And I don't know if the speaker's going to be able to hold on. And it's what's really interesting is, as you know, Biden has claimed victory and is trying to build out his team. They already have members of the House that have said they're leaving Congress to go to the White House, which I'm just kind of like, you might want to get the election called before you actually resign your seat.
Yes.
But that's a different story. So, you know, but their narrow majority in the House, if they have 3 or 4 members that leave to go to the White House, depending on the outcome of the election, it's going to be very, very narrow. It could be 1 or 2 seats. So it's very interesting. You know, we're watching, obviously, Georgia, but the Republicans in the House are feeling good, and the Republicans in the Senate are feeling great. We just got to fully vet the election. The president is currently behind them, but there's a lot of irregularities, and we're going to get to the bottom of it one way or the other. And I promise the people of the 4th Congressional District that we will fully vet the outcome.
Yeah. And you know, Congressman, we're all anxious to get that outcome. And we, of course, want it to be reelection for our president, Donald Trump. That's kind of overshadowed the wins that you just described, because that wasn't supposed to happen. Nancy Pelosi had no idea that she was going to lose votes in the Democrat caucus. I mean, they thought they were going to win hands down, and this is really it's a big surprise for them.
It is. All the polling was wrong, and you know, I'll say this. No matter the outcome of the presidential election as it relates to voting irregularities and, you know, potential illegalities, if you look back at the last 4 years, you look at the Russian collusion, you look at impeachment, you look at the media and the polling that were just all lies, you look at what Facebook, what Twitter has done, there was a lot wrong with the last few years as it relates to the president. He has been wronged by all of the people I just named. And we're going to make some changes here in Congress to the election process, to what Facebook and Twitter can do. I've started just blocking people on Twitter. If they use profanity and if they are hateful, I'm just going to say, look, if Twitter can fact check the president with ABC about whether, you know, universal mail-in voting is legal or not. If somebody, you know, uses profanity or calls me corrupt or bought and paid for, guess what? We're just gonna do what Twitter does and see how it goes.
Yep. And you know, the other thing that has crossed my mind over the past week or so as we have watched some of these races unfold within the U.S. House, and of course it thrills me with the idea that maybe we don't have to listen to Nancy Pelosi. But, you know, they still, Biden and Senator Harris, over the past week or so, as they are going through their transition process or whatever, they're talking about the mandate from the American people. Well, this is no mandate. I don't see a mandate here at all. Do you?
I see continued divided government, worst case scenario. And, you know, I think that I just think that our country's running out of time, whether it's, you know, debt spending, whether it's, you know, our military posture relative to China, Russia. I just think that we need to start working on some of these policies that are really anchoring our economy, anchoring our country, whether that's immigration or health care, Social Security. We've got to work together. You know, I've been saying for the whole time I've been up here that the Republicans nor the Democrats will ever be able to have the votes necessary to solve these big problems by themselves.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got to get to work, and I'm ready, and I'm excited about the next Congress, and, you know, hopefully good things are to come.
Yeah. Congressman William Timmons on our guest line this morning. All right. So let's talk about, COVID-19, some good news, on the vaccination front with Moderna yesterday. What does the next relief bill look like, and where are we with that? Is there going to be another relief bill in this lame duck Congress?
First, I've been saying for months that the vaccines will come out right after the election, and I hate that I was right. I mean,
Yeah. You
know, it's six days after the polls closed, we magically had our first vaccine. 5 days after that, we got another one.
Yeah.
You know, and that's wonderful. Great. I'm going to get it because the military's going to make me get it. I hope they didn't mess it up. But, you know, so what's next? D.C. is still very shut down. It's actually shut down to the degree that, you know, Greenville and Spartanburg were shut down in March or April. So, you know, the governments across this country, state, local, federal governments, are still strangling our small businesses. They're still strangling our economy. So we got to do something. And the question is, what's that going to be? When is it going to happen? I hope it happens. It's not going to happen before Thanksgiving. It'll happen hopefully before Christmas. You know, the question is it going to be $500 to $800 billion, or is it going to be $2.5 trillion? I could probably vote for something at about $1 trillion if it was targeted appropriately, but I'm not voting for a $2 trillion relief package. It's just irresponsible. And I, you know, whether we even had anything at all is a question that I've kind of started pondering, because we are going to be extremely dysfunctional for the weeks to come as we argue over the outcomes of the presidential election, as the speaker determines whether she's going to remain speaker. So I think that we should just do what we all agree on. Everybody agrees on doing another round of PPP and another round of targeted relief checks.
Yeah.
And that alone is $500 billion.
Yeah.
So, you know, the speaker wants to throw another trillion in for state and local governments that have lost tax revenue because they shut everything down. So
Yeah. It's
like, well, hold on now. So they shut everything down. They're losing tax revenue, and you want the federal government to write them a check? Anyways, dysfunctional as ever, Joey. Dysfunctional as ever.
Yeah, that is for sure. Congressman William Timmons, it's always good to catch up with you. Be safe, and hey, congratulations on your reelection.
Thank you, Joey. Look forward to next week. Hopefully, we'll have good news.
Yep, very good. Congressman William Timmons, have a great day.